Republican factions, sometimes loyalists too, but, you know, none of them are any good, you know, and I have no time for any of them now. You know, no one has the right to tell anyone where they can live, what they can do, or take anyone's life. That's just wrong. And I'm glad to see Northern Ireland's actually a better place now and that everyone's getting on, and glory to God, and I hope it continues. But, yeah, just the bands and the paramilitaries, and then the police attention, the court appearances, had a suspended sentence hanging over my head, and I came out of the coach one night, and a guy called me an orange something, I'll not repeat it on stage, but basically I turned around and I broke his jaw, and the suspended sentence then was activated, so I had to spend 3 months in McGarvey jail. Yet again, not proud of it, but at the end of the day, all my shame, guilt and sins have been paid for at Calvary, so I don't need to be ashamed anymore. I'm a child of God, just like everyone else. So yeah, just then, I was taking drugs. But got mixed in with a lot of other loyalist paramilitaries and drug dealers, and then got released from jail after 3 months, and then I started to get heavily involved in the supply of drugs, making a lot of money, but no happiness. Like, you know, when I was inside too, like all these so-called loyalist paramilitaries that I had done favours for and done their dirty work, basically, because they didn't have the swingers to do it themselves. You know, not one of them came to visit me. Not one of them put any money in my, you know, you paid money for ex-prisoners and stuff when you were in paramilitary so much a month, and not one penny did I see back, like, and God only knows how much money I paid out. But anyhow, I forgive them people. I forgive them because they were in chains just like I was. The devil had me in chains, and he had me just full of hatred, full of anger. I just wasn't in a good place in my life. But, yeah, just then, as I say, I got out of prison, started to get involved real heavily in the drug sale, and making vast amounts of money, like thousands of pounds. I was in and out of work. I didn't really care. My life was just spiraling out of control, to be honest with you. Like, I just didn't care. I just didn't care who upset. I had a relationship too that was ruined up with a girl because of drugs, and just it was just a crazy 10 years from I left church. At, you know, walked away from church at 16 until the Lord called me home on the 6th of April last year. I actually remember the last Christian event that was at was New Horizon, but it was in a UVF flute band, and I thought that was the way to go, and, you know, God wasn't, but thank the Lord I'm standing here tonight. Awesome is our God, like. And, yeah, the drugs, started to take a lot of drugs as well, supply a lot of drugs, and then, basically, that with that sort of life, you know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't have any proper friends, like, I didn't. Like, them guys are my band brothers from the Team Emmanuel, like, them guys are my family, like, you know. Yeah, and all yous, like, I don't know yous all, like, but yous are all my brothers and sisters. I love yous all. And, yeah, so that there, life led to a lot of hassle. Like, the police were raiding my house flat out times and stuff. My best friend actually set me up with drugs, and lucky enough, I wasn't caught with anything that could have sent me to prison, but it was, you know, it wasn't a good thing. It wasn't good, like, but anyway, progressed through that there, but, you know, I always knew who God was. I never once ever said when I wasn't at church or I wasn't walking with God that I didn't like God or I didn't blame God. You know, I think I had to go through them things to get to where I need to be today. I genuinely believe that. You know, I've got a verse, and I think this would sum up my whole life, but it's in Mark 2:19. It refers to my whole life, and it says, healthy people don't need a doctor, sick people do. I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners. And that's me. I'm only a sinner saved by grace, just like everyone else. And I make plenty of mistakes in my Christian walk, but I fall down and get back up, and I march on. And, so I had a really hectic 4 months. Like, I think the police were raiding my house twice in the space of 4 months. No one to lift the phone to, no one to talk to, only my family. Depression started to kick in, just the money just wasn't doing it no more. Like, you know, I was going away twice a year on holidays all over the place. The rocket man, basically, you know, acting a complete rocket, just didn't care about life, just out of control, like. But just what there was people that God kept putting into my life throughout this here, and I found myself, like, from 2011, I could hear the Lord talking to me, and I could hear him say, you know, you need to get out of this life. You know, you're better than this, Aaron, but the lure of money and women and just foreign holidays, cars, it just in a really bad place. It was in chains, like, you know, the devil had me just in chains. And I thought I was living life, but I know now that I am living life because I've got life, you know what I mean, through Jesus. I'm following Jesus. But, yeah, basically, how I came after all that there, you know, 10-year period, like 2012, I remember bumping into a guy. He approached me. He's a pastor in the Free Pea Church in Ballinahinch. And he just approached me, and I know now that there's no coincidence with God. Like, I know everything that had to happen and even up to that was meant to be, but he just approached me and he goes, "Yo, man, is that your football team?" And I says, "Yeah." He says, "Do you mind if I join?" So he joined the football team and we started to travel together. And as the months went on, we started to talk more, and I found myself talking more about God. And like, I knew what God was doing. Like, as I say, God does more behind your back than he does to your face, but it's all for the goodness of you, like. And started talking, and then other guys from school and stuff, just, you know, I knew what was coming, but I just didn't know how it was going to happen. So basically then, on the 6th of April last year, I just couldn't go on any longer. I'd hit rock bottom, but I know Jesus was that rock now, and he's starting to build me back up. But I just cried out to the Lord. I love to raise my hands and fist pump the air, because why wouldn't you? You're free from the slavery of sin. So, you know, why wouldn't you fist pump? And you're, it says in the Psalms of David to be joyful and dance. And, yeah, come on, like, Jesus is the greatest, like, you know, the King of Kings. And, that weekend then, just cried out to God and just says, "God, look, I just can't go on any longer. My life's a complete mess. I don't know how I ended up," because I was brought up, my family were very good to me, like, I never wanted for nothing. Maybe I was a wee bit spoilt. Maybe that's what went, you know, just didn't appreciate, but good upbringing, you know, no trauma, just when I started to hear, obviously, what my family had been through when I was younger and vice versa. But, yeah, just cried out to God, and that night, I had an experience that I'll never, ever forget, like, and God, it was a dream, and basically, I walked with the Lord. And when I say I walked with the Lord, I'm not saying I walked with the person, but it was like an angel. And this angel said to me very, very clearly, the words were, "Aaron, if you continue to lead the life you're leading, you're going to be miserable forever, but I'm telling you now, it's time to come home and follow me." And as soon as I heard that, that was it. I knew what all these people had been put into my life for, and what, you know, that was it. That was it. Hook, line, and sinker. It was just bang. But yeah, just, that's enough of the old life, you know, messy testimony, but sure. All the disciples were messy people, but God flipping turned them into something beautiful, so, you know what I mean, there's hope for me yet. But, yeah, just want to say a few things what God's done in my life since asking Jesus into my heart. Most importantly, I have proper and genuine friends and brothers and sisters for life. Plus, I'm a lot happier and have peace with myself. You know what I mean? I was trying to be someone I wasn't, you know, I wasn't brought up. You know, even though my family, I lost an uncle to IRA and all that there, but I wasn't brought up to be better, you know. You know, and I'll be honest with you, there's actually more Catholics done more for me than Protestants did, and that just says it all. But, you know, I'm clean from drugs, clean state of mind. Just, my granny is 90 years old coming in July, God bless her, and she's been a Presbyterian woman all her life, and I would have stayed with her when I was a kid. So she would have read, you know, like, the Bible and stories and stuff. And my granny always had it in from God that it would be a pastor or a minister. So just started Bible college on the 13th of the 1st this year. I'm loving it. It's absolutely amazing. Like, I just got my first assignment back today and I got a grade B. I left school with no qualifications. Didn't try at school. You know what I mean? So God's just awesome. Like, all my glory goes to God. Like, I'm not from without him. Like, bottom line. But yeah, just loving Bible college. Like, I came to the Lord and I didn't have a steady job. Now I'm electrical engineering apprentice. You know what I mean? Like, just, I wouldn't be here for God. This is all God. Like, anyone who says God's not real, they need to check themselves and get into reality, for he's alive and kicking. Like, but just to sum it up, like, I love Jesus Christ, and I'm not ashamed to stand and tell the world that I love Jesus Christ. The cross is before me. The world's behind me. There is no turning back. And I'll never be turning back. And one verse that stuck out is, you just know it all. I don't need to read it. Jeremiah 29:11. That says it all. Like, you know, God promises are true. Like, you know, you put your full trust and faith in Jesus Christ, and He will deliver you. Like, you know, awesome is our God. Like, you know, He leaves me speechless sometimes, but He's just so good. Like, but I'm just going to say this now too. See, being a Christian, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. And I've had the mockers, I've had the doubters, I've had the haters along the way. But you know what? I'll be honest with you. There's sometimes that it says in the Bible, and the disciples had to do it. Sometimes you're rejected that much that you have to dust your feet down and you have to move on. I would try and witness and be a good witness to God, but sometimes it's just people, and the devil just will use whatever he wants to try and attack you. Like, and you know, a spade's a spade. I say it like it is. You know, some people like me for it, some people don't, but God loves me, so that's all that matters. But, you know, and the verse that stuck out for me, even though these troubles and all were happening, it's in Matthew 28:20, and it refers to, like, struggles we all face as Christians. And it says, "And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And how true. The Bible is the book of life. It's absolutely amazing. Like, you know, I am absolutely buzzing in my walk with God. Like, you know, in 13 months, the things that man has done is, it's a miracle. It wouldn't have happened if I'd have stayed in my old life, you know. So, yeah, just basically, if I can say anything to, like, young people in here, I don't know if everyone's in saved or not, but I have had a messy, messy walk to get to God, but it doesn't matter what you go through, you know. God, we're all children of God. And even if I do mess up again, God will still love me. You know what I mean? God's love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on us. And He's good, and His love endures forever. So I just want to glorify God and just hallelujah. Like, you know, God, I just love You with all my heart. And I thank You for everything You've done in my life. I just want to just mention once again my brothers in arms are the lads. I just want to thank them. Like, they took time out of their night to come up here and support me. Like, and I'm forever grateful for that. Like, you know, one thing that Jesus said before He left was to the disciples, "When I'm not here, I want you to love each other the way I love you." And that's what we've got. It's not just friendship, it's brothers for life. And I hope to get to know more of you as I go. But yeah, basically, that's it. I hope I haven't scared any of you off from coming to talk to me. But yeah, just that's it. That's basically how my Christian name is Aaron, obviously, but that's basically how the Rocket Man, you know, was decommissioned, and I lived up to my potential as my Christian name, Arn. So, hallelujah. Thank you, God. You are the greatest, like. And thank you, everyone, for standing, you know, taking the time to listen to us as well. And God bless you, and God's richest blessing to this church. Thank you very much.